This is the voice of Contract Management, presented by the law firm of Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay up to date on all things contract management, 5 minutes at a time. Our team at Kroll & Mooring presents these podcasts to keep you up to speed on a bi-monthly basis. We will cover everything from regulatory updates to crucial changes that impact the government contracting community. We are your co-hosts for this edition, Peter Ayer and Yuan Zhou. During today's podcast, we're going to be focusing on one very specific and very important development. Let me set the scene. On March 6th, GSA issued a significant proposed contract clause, specifically GSAR 552-239-7001. The title of that clause is Basic Safeguarding of Artificial Intelligence Systems. And the notion is that that clause will be included in GSA schedule solicitations and contracts involving AI. The proposed clause, if adopted without any changes, would impose significant new requirements related to AI sources, IP rights, data use, change management, and performance standards. The clause would also take precedence over any other contract terms, including commercial license terms related to AI, including those that were part of the seller's terms of sale and service to which the government had previously agreed. So this is now out for comment. GSA requests comments by March 20th, so obviously a very tight turnaround time. GSA has proposed inclusion of the clause in the upcoming refresh, which GSA expects to issue in March or April of 2026. Once that refresh is issued, contract holders basically have 60 days to accept that new refresh, that new language. We have a full detailed analysis from our team on the Kroll website. Today, we're going to focus on a few areas that jumped out to us. Let's get started with that. The clause contemplates that a license from the contractor to the government would permit the government to operate and access the AI system, allow government personnel and contractors to use the system, integrate the system with government systems, quote unquote, for any lawful government purpose. The proposed clause would expressly prohibit contractors and service providers from refusing to perform certain analysis and functions based on the contractor's or service provider's discretionary policies. Another key element of the clause is that it would apply to AI capabilities, although the clause really doesn't define or explain what that term means. The clause, although it's not a mandatory flowdown, would make the contractor responsible for downstream compliance with the clause requirements by service providers, subcontractors, and others. It's basically defined as any entity that directly or indirectly provides, operates, or licenses an AI system. So that could be subcontractors, it could be commercial vendors. It's going to cast a really wide net. What that means is that we will likely see the entire clause flow down, tailored clauses, a number of different approaches that we think contractors will take for service providers. So next, Yuan, do you want to talk about some of the IP and data rights provisions that are quite different here and certainly of interest?
Absolutely. Thanks, Peter. The key takeaway here is that the proposed clause would grant broad rights to the government and impose significant restrictions and requirements on contractors and service providers. Now, with respect to ownership in particular, the government would own something called government data, which is a defined term that includes both data inputs and data outputs. Now, data inputs covers all data, including personally identifiable information, PII, that is submitted to the AI system by or created for the government. Now, that's a very broad category, and examples include prompts, queries, instructions, system inputs and prompts, source data and knowledge bases. And data outputs refers to all data, information, PII, content, and any improvements, enhancements, corrections, annotations, or other modifications that are made to the data inputs that are generated by the AI system in the performance of the contract. And it includes, for example, system responses, results, metadata, logs, and anonymized and synthetic data. Note, though, that the term does exclude technical system-level data that contains no government data or government usage context, such as performance metrics and token counts. Now, in addition, the government would also own any custom developments. That includes any designs or modifications, customizations, configurations, or enhancements to AI systems or their associated implementations or workflows, and any related work product and deliverables developed under the contract. So this includes modifications to AI systems or models as a result of model training or fine-tuning, for example. Now, custom development does exclude background IP that was developed before contract performance or independently without the use of or reference to the government's confidential information or design specs. And third, the government would also own any feedback provided on the AI system or on custom developments. Now, in terms of restrictions, the clause would expressly prohibit contractors and service providers from using government data to train large language models. It would also prohibit them from using government data to inform advertising, marketing, sales, or other business decisions, and from retaining, accessing, or using that data beyond the scope and duration permitted by the contract. And finally, the proposed clause would establish a number of data handling and processing requirements that would require contractors and service providers to implement systems and tools to prevent unauthorized access and track all processing activities. Contractors and service providers also must ensure that government data is logically segregated from all other data and to delete that data upon completion of the contract unless otherwise directed. Peter?
So we're going to pick up on the compliance performance obligations and focus on a few other elements. The first is there's a concept in the clause called American AI systems. Essentially, the clause would require contractors to only use American AI systems, which is defined as those produced in the United States, citing an OMB memo, that's M25-22, which established that it is, quote unquote, the policy of the United States to buy American and to maximize the use of AI products and services that are developed and produced in the United States, close quote. The clause further specifies that the use of foreign AI systems in the performance of any contract, including any AI components manufactured, developed, or controlled by non-US entities, is prohibited. It's a little bit unclear what constitutes manufacture, development, or control by non-US entities, so we expect this to be a focus area of comments and hopefully further clarification. It's also unclear what tests the government would apply to essentially identify this concept of production. Is it the Trade Agreements Act test or a more stringent test, such as how the definition would comport with obligations under TAA or other reciprocal treatment? The next thing we want to talk about is the clause would require contractors to permit a means for the government to implement human oversight, intervention, and traceability. Next, under the clause, the contractor would be required to provide tools to enable the government to implement appropriate government configurable controls, including but not limited to automated detection mechanisms and clear user notifications to prevent, manage, and reject the entry and persistence of PII into the system. There are others that are quite notable here that we just want to talk about briefly. Vendors be required under the clause to provide tools enabling the government to export all government data and content in common formats that allow accurate and complete ingestion and reconstruction of the data and relationships within a separate system and must not otherwise create vendor lock situations. That's really important for companies to think about how you would be in a position to share that data with a potential successor contractor. A lot of questions there for sure. There's also a requirement in this proposed clause about concurrent access to new and old models. Another word or two on that. The contractor would be required to provide comprehensive concurrent access to successor AI models before replacing or discontinuing the model used under the contract. The comprehensive access period would be 30 days for major versions or 15 for minor. And finally, the last thing I want to mention is disclosure of certain findings. The contractor would be required to disclose within 7 days any change that would, quote unquote, materially increase output bias or decrease safety guardrails or behavioral constraints impacting lawful usage or the performance or truthfulness of outputs, close quote, with a description of the change, purpose, evaluation, and any new limitations that are related thereto. So that there's a lot there. We do expect quite a few comments on those topics. We also are expecting comments and focus on some of the language about unbiased AI principles. And Yuan, do you want to talk a little bit about those and that are featured quite prominently in the proposal?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of our clients have been focused on that. So last July, President Trump signed an EO to preclude the federal government from procuring AI models that incorporate ideological biases or social agendas. In December, OMB then published guidance that imposed transparency, documentation, and disclosure obligations on AI contractors and directed agencies to revise procurement policies consistent with that guidance. Now, the clause meets that guidance by establishing requirements for contractors to take what is called commercial efforts to ensure that the AI system is developed and monitored in accordance with unbiased AI principles. So that means that the AI system needs to be truthful in responding to user prompts, seeking factual information or analysis. It needs to prioritize historical accuracy, scientific inquiry, and objectivity, and acknowledge uncertainty where reliable information may be incomplete or contradictory. It needs to be a neutral, nonpartisan tool that doesn't manipulate responses in favor of ideological dogmas such as DE&I. And the contractor may not, and I quote, intentionally encode partisan or ideological judgments into the AI system's data outputs. In addition, it needs to implement continuous improvement processes to enhance the detection and mitigation of performance, trustworthiness, bias, and systems generating illegal or prohibited context, including the regular evaluation of system outputs, excluding data outputs, against verified factual sources. And it needs to implement, whenever it's requested by the government and to the maximum extent possible, OMB directives related to AI systems that are issued during the contract performance period. The clause would also provide the government a right to conduct automated assessments of the AI system, at least as deployed and configured for government users, at any time using its own government benchmarks, including assessments of bias, truthfulness, safety, unsolicited ideological content, and other factors that are determined by the government. Peter, back to you.
So obviously a ton here, a lot that is of great interest to the community. We're going to be watching carefully as comments roll in. We think that they will come from a number of different sources, including trade associations. And I think folks are going to be really focusing on a lot of different areas. So a lot to talk about, a lot to monitor, and we'll be watching all of it. We will close out for this edition. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for listening to The Voice of Contract Management, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay tuned for our next episode as we continue to discuss all things government contracting. In the meantime, explore your learning opportunities at www.ncmahq.org/coursecatalog.